Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said as we talk with our attorney friends and we help you to feel more confident about asking them for help because they're here to help you reset your life and just be able to move forward. And if anybody can identify with the last 2 years, which I think everybody can, we've been affected one way or another. We have been down and out, and we need somebody we can trust to help us get back on our feet. Our friend attorney Charles Laputka is coming to talk with us about some of those things to get us back on track. And our topic today is mortgage forbearances. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I think it means. I'm going to let him tell you what it is and how it can help you, how his information can help you. So go ahead and take pen and paper out. Class is in session. Welcome back, Attorney Laputka. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today? Everything well?
Everything is well. Did I tell you I have a grandbaby?
No, congratulations.
Yeah,
boy or
listen,
girl?
A boy. I got a boy and a girl. I have a new girl. She's 3.5 months old.
Oh, boy. Congratulations. No, you hadn't mentioned that. It's such a wonderful thing. And, you know, that's the spring is in the air. There's a new grandchild, all that great stuff. And that's what I'm getting at here. You know, the people that just took the money, you know, lied and took the money and run, I think they're in a lot of trouble. But, you know, to the extent you fudged the numbers a little bit and started a real business and paid it back, I don't think that those people are going to be prosecuted because while they may have taken the money inappropriately to begin with, they've used it the right way. So,
you're talking about, okay, all right. Because I do read headlines, and I don't know anyone personally who did qualify. Maybe they're keeping their mouth shut or they didn't apply. But in the headlines, I'm seeing people are going to jail. And, of course, around the water cooler, people say, see, I told you not to take that money like the government set people up. And it's like, well, no, the government didn't set anyone up. Maybe there were not explicit instructions on how to manage this to be able to pay it back. However, I don't think that the government was just sitting there to put money out to bait people to have them be fraudulent and go to jail. I don't think that was.
Yeah, I don't honestly think it was a setup either. And I think a lot of businesses and other folks greatly benefited from that. I can tell you, you know, from a personal standpoint, what the PPP loan allowed me to do is exactly what it was designed for. So the PPP loan was designed to give small businesses money to be able to stay in business and keep their employees employed. So if you took this money and you actually gave it to your employees instead of laying them off as payroll, which is what you were supposed to do, then that's 100% what it was designed for. And that's exactly what my business did. And I can tell you that if not for that PPP money, I would have had to lay off probably half of my employees because we wouldn't have been able to keep everyone paid. And the loans were designed to keep people off of unemployment because remember, the other idea for this is if I would have laid off half my employees, the government would have had to pay them unemployment. So it's the same money just going in a different direction, right? It's keeping people at work and keeping them employed so that when the economy rebounds, everybody still has a job, they're going to work and everybody's happy as opposed to people being laid off and then flooding the unemployment system and then having a problem getting new employees back to work. So the whole idea was give this money to the business owners to keep their employees off the streets. And if you did that, you'll have no issues.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad I did ask you that gossipy question, and I'm glad it was in your scope of understanding so you can share it with me. I always love learning something new, but it's like the headlines made me so scared. I was like, I'm glad I didn't do that because that would have been bad. You know, that's how much I understand about it.
Yeah, of course.
Like people would be in a jail. Yeah. So thank you for explaining that. And thank you for always coming on This Needs to Be Said. And I always think about how employees are treated. So I've never asked anyone. I haven't asked you that. But I'm glad you said, hey, I thought about my employees, and this is what would have had to happen. So you had to get an understanding of what this could do for your employees, which is a lot of responsibility. So during the last 2 years, many people have had their life in someone else's hands, and someone like you, you thought, hey, how can I be there for my employees? And that is, I'm applauding you. I don't have the sound effect button, but that is huge. I never know what goes in those decisions that have been made for me in the past through businesses, how they decided who to cut and who not to cut, who to promote, who to send to school so that they can keep their job, like just the different ways that employers can show their employees that they care. And even, it sounds like even if you weren't able to get it, you knew what the government would be able to do for them. And that's some information they could have had. Hey, this is what I tried and this didn't work, but here's another option for you. So that's a wealth of information in itself.
Well, yeah, and small business owners always say, you know, if it wasn't for employees and customers, running a business would be really easy, right? But unfortunately, employees and customers are a necessary part of being a small business owner.
Yes. But I like that joke. It is funny. I say the same thing about God and his people, too, but that's another conversation.
That's true.
God, I don't have a problem with you. It's your people. It is your people. Tell people how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, Charles.
Absolutely. We're always available to meet with new or existing clients, and the best way to get hold of us is by going to our website, www.laputkalaw.com. That's LAPUTKALAW.com, or by giving us a call or a text message at 610-477-0155, 610-477-0155. You can always call or text message that number 24 hours a day, and we'll get you a very quick response.
As always, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being a thoughtful, caring attorney, and thank you for having solutions so that people can live a freer life. Things we don't know, but we're feeling tension. I'm sure if they've been listening to our conversations, they have felt a sense of relief, so that they know that it's not absolutely, you know, bad or negative. They can always come to you and get some answers to things that are on their mind. And while we were talking about mortgage forbearance in the beginning of this conversation, you gave us a bonus with the PPP loans, that information. So thank you for all of that. I didn't even expect that last piece. That was a bonus for me. So thank you. Have a
wonderful
good day.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Until the next time, I'm Charles. Have a super day.
Bye-bye.